All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, or just that one lady that listens to the show. It's the Rock and Wrestling Podcast, everybody. Woo! Applaud.
I can't. I only have one.
All right, that's the sound of one hand clapping. My name is Tyler Black. It is January 14th, 2015. It is Snow White out in Chicago, Illinois, where I am sitting in my warm, toasty condo. I mean, my penthouse mansion studio. and I'm joined, as always, every week, the nigga that pays the bills, the nigga that makes it rain, like Kazuchika Okada, Big Nigga Jim. What's going on?
What's good, man?
Hit us up with that Rainmaker pose right quick.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Nah. I was gonna rewatch. You sent me a link. Wrestle Kingdom 9 was on YouTube for part of the day yesterday, and I was able to watch it. And I went back to rewatch it after Raw, and could not find it. It was not there. Somebody had taken it off. So,
well, the story of this show is I didn't watch NXT. Sorry. And I barely watched Raw. I watched Raw, but I didn't watch Raw.
So I finished Wrestle Kingdom 9 and immediately like went over to Raw to start watching it. From the fireworks, I was pissed off. Just because I watched such a fucking great show and the fireworks, I was just like, oh, God.
I watched Wrestle Kingdom 9 live, and that's pretty much what everybody in the wrestling world is talking about. They're saying it's the show of the year, even though the year's a week old. So I made Jim watch it, subjected him to his first Japanese wrestling pay-per-view. Congratulations, Jim.
Yeah.
I broke your Japan hymen.
Yep. Thank you. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there's guys, you know, that I'm familiar with, but they're mostly just because they're, you know, the American guys I'm familiar with, like fucking Red Dragon and fucking Alex Shelley and Jeff Jarrett and AJ Styles and Luke Gallows and all those guys.
Doc Gallows,
yeah, sorry. Yeah. Don't want to get sued because, you know, to this fucking show.
Hey, you'd be surprised listening to this show.
I would be surprised to find out that Vince McMahon is like, he won't listen to anybody else's podcast, but...
He's like, God damn, that nigger Jim.
Right. Wow. I like the cut of his gym. So, it was pretty fucking spectacular. And to go from that into Raw, just... It was doomed from the start. Raw was doomed from the start for me. Going from watching Wrestle Kingdom 9 into that. And I was just, I don't care.
I got an important question before we get into reviewing these shows. Why was there no Gotham this week?
I have no fucking idea. I actually thought my DVR fucked up, and yeah. I had to look it up to see if they had an episode, and there was like no review up for whatever episode.
It's like we got cock teased last week with a sweet episode of fucking Arkham Asylum. It's like they rubbed the tip a little bit and rubbed it around, and right before the future load for next week's episode, that shit does not happen. Just no Gotham this week. Sorry, you gotta take care of yourself.
I have no idea. I don't know if it's something to do with American Idol or something, because it is Fox.
Does American Idol even still come on?
It does. Surprisingly, it fucking does. And I have no idea why. There's only ever been, like, one person out of that entire group. You could argue two.
Who are the two?
But there's only really, like, you could argue that Kelly Clarkson is still relevant.
Okay, yeah, and, that bitch still does shit.
Yeah, and Carrie Underwood is, like, running pretty hot right now.
Was she on American Idol?
She was on American Idol. She won American Idol. Her and Kelly are the only ones that have had, like, actual careers since that show, since being on that show. Everybody else, it's like...
Wasn't David Otunga's wife on that show?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. David Otunga's wife, and you see where they are now. Where are they? You don't know.
Yeah.
Because nobody... But anyway, so...
I believe she performed at the Chicago Gay Pride Festival last year, so...
Ah.
Yeah.
support your husband, I see.
God damn it. Not while I'm drinking. Can't surprise me.
Good for her. So, she, every season it's like, everybody gets so invested in one person.
Right.
And they vote like crazy for this person, and then that person wins, which means they get, you know, album and all the, and a record deal, whatever. They put out one album. By the time they're done recording and putting out that album, nobody cares. Nobody cares because the new season's already starting and they're getting invested in somebody else.
I love how they always have like one rock person that's like the weakest fucking middle of the road adult alternative rock person.
It's, yeah.
It's like never like any like somebody that screams. Like I remember seeing a video of this guy doing a Silverstein song and he did it pretty well. His screams were good and the singing was good. He did the singing and the screaming. And they were like, I don't know how to respond to something like that.
I would love for somebody to go out there and fucking do like, I'm sure somebody's done it. Some fucking guy has went in there and auditioned with fucking Cannibal Corpse and got like fucking 2 seconds into fucking Hammer Smashed Face and they're like, oh, you're fucking out, you know.
I had a friend that went and auditioned for American Idol once, but he wasn't bad. He wasn't good enough to like be on American Idol because I think they had already picked other people, but he wasn't right. Bad enough to make fun of because he, mm-hmm. He said he made it to like the actual judges because you got to think for like a bunch of people before you actually get to them, and he made it to them and they're like, yeah, we're pretty much just looking for people to make fun of. We already picked our people.
It's a device that simply does not work anymore.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Like, it may have worked like, you know, 12 years ago, I think now, or 13.
I think it was like 2002 when that shit first happened.
2002, because I was in college. I was going to Maple Woods.
Okay.
If you can call that college. I was in Maple Woods. I remember, like, showing up.
Or I'd like to call it the 13th grade.
Yeah, the 13th grade. It definitely was the 13th grade. Because a couple of the fucking people I graduated with wound up there after high school.
Yeah.
I mean, other than me and Brian and Jeff, you know. But there's like a bunch of other kids we graduated with, and it's like, well, this just feels like high school again. But I'm getting off track here. I remember it was 2002 because I'd be waiting to go into class and there'd be like people standing around like, oh my God, did you watch American Idol? Oh, I fucking love Justin Guarini. I like Kelly Clarkson. And I'm just kind of sitting off to the side like, wow, I really hate you people.
Okay, so the moment I've been waiting for finally happened while you were telling that bullshit story. The Moves Pack DLC is now available for WWE 2K15, so I'm going to download this shit right now on the air. And I saw somebody posted a video. Fucking more bang for your buck is in the game.
Really?
Yeah, and the Indie Taker.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's fucking... I've been saying for fucking ever that they need to start fucking updating the goddamn tag team moves in that game.
Yeah.
It's been the same tag team move since... Fuck, I don't know. Like, SmackDown versus Raw somewhere.
Yeah, they've had a lot. It's just been the same. But...
Oh, my God. It's just, there's no new fucking tag team. They just put the 3D back in there in the last.
And it's shitty. It's a shitty 3D.
It looks like garbage. It does, man. It looks like shit. Like, they could have just fucking taken the old animation from fucking...
SmackDown 2?
Yeah, SmackDown 2.
Yeah.
Because that was good. When you could actually pull it off.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But,
I will be downloading that shit as soon as I'm done with this show. Fucking
awesome. That's really fucking cool. Because I actually just saw what fucking badass tag team move did I just see? Because I've been watching, like, clips of it online since I can't get it right now. So I've just been, like, watching it. And,
Was it the Powerbomb RKO?
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
That one's in the game.
Yeah. Which is pretty badass.
I fucking never play this game. Like, I play it like once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't played 2K14 for quite a while. It's been like a month or two at least.
Right.
And I sat and played a bunch the other night, so it was fun. I mean, that's the end of that story. It's not very interesting. Out dead air. So.
What else is going on in the world? I said, what else is going on in the world?
We got ourselves a fucking show this Saturday at the Pool Hall in Platte City.
Pool Hall, Platte City.
9 o'clock. The What Have Yous, motherfucker.
The new band that I don't have shirts for.
Yeah, that I've drawn up what I want the shirts to look like. One of them looks like an NWO shirt. Just to let you know.
Of course it does.
Yeah, it has to. I couldn't think of. I don't know. I can't think of like a logo for this band. It's just kind of.
Strip off the Bullet Club shirt.
Yeah, everybody else is doing it. Why the fuck? I mean, I'm already ripping off NWO. I really got nothing to lose at this point. Oh shit! But.
I think the Bullet Club shirt is like the only cool shirt in wrestling. So I can't think of any other shirt right now that you could rip off that would be like, oh, I see what you did there.
I mean, there's no other than like I really like Dean Ambrose shirt.
Yeah, but his shirt is just a Parental Advisory logo. It's already a rip off of something else.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm talking about the fucking Anarchy
okay,
logo.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
But yeah, there's really not much to work with there.
I was wearing your shirt, your Family Man Massacre logo shirt. Uh-huh. And someone asked if that was like my own personal logo because it looked like a T and a B.
Oh, yeah, it stands for T-Bird.
Yeah, Tyler Black. The official Tyler Black T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I should get my own logo now. I should just rip yours off because fuck, you're not using it.
It's already done. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Just like T-Bird on the back of the shirt.
Tyler Black.
Tyler Black. Yeah. Promotions.
Yeah.
Whenever I made that, I had just watched Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like the cool fucking crusade crosses, the guys that are protecting the last resting place of Jesus, the fucking whatever.
Right.
And the Templars, I think, is what they were.
Yeah.
I saw that and I'm like, that's kind of cool. I'm gonna try to make a crest kind of cross like that. And I came up with that, and then we gave it to somebody who's like, you know, a fucking graphic artist. And then he mocked that up for us. And then
Zack Ryder ripped it off.
Now that dude lives in Wisconsin and got super religious on Facebook one day. And I'm like, nah, I haven't seen you in years. You're done.
And then Zack Ryder stole your logo. Kind of.
Yeah, and then Zack Ryder. Yeah, and then I come to find out it's like, oh, this fucking Zack Ryder guy. Because at the point, I wasn't really watching a whole lot of wrestling. Actually, none at all, really. You were like, yeah, this fucking Zack Ryder, like Zack Ryder's got the same logo. I'm like, fuck you. You would fuck Zack Ryder. Oh man, I wonder when he's gonna come back.
I don't know. I don't want to have my heart broken on TV more than it already is. Seeing Zack Ryder treated like shit on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah. I don't know.
So which one of these shows do you want to talk about? Do you want to do the good, the bad, or the ugly?
Oh, let's see.
Spoiler alert, the bad and the ugly are both Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I've kind of assumed, yeah, because there's got to be two good and two, you know, it just, ugh, terrible. I guess we'll... Well, why don't we just start with the fucking New Japan? Because that's going to take a while.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to go through every single match. I may just mention a couple. And
all right.
And again, I can't remember a whole lot of people's names, so you're going to have to...
Okay. And it, like, there were like multiple man matches that had a lot of niggas in it.
Oh, man.
I barely remember, like, I remember the first match, but the second two matches I barely remember. But all the singles matches I got a pretty good memory of.
I really wish I had
like,
gotten
from the AJ fucking Styles match up, like those last three matches were just like perfect.
Yeah, yeah. It was fucking great. They put a lot of their tag teams, like, or a lot of the tag matches were all right there, like one right after the other for like the first hour and a half, maybe.
And they were all like 5 minute matches, like they weren't anything.
Yeah.
So they were good. Well, they weren't bad, but like, they were just really quick.
Except for the four-way.
Yeah, the four-way was long, but a lot of shit happened.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some flips.
The four-corner, there was, okay, starting out, there was a four-way.
Yeah, the four-way match for the junior heavyweight tag titles.
Yes. This is between the Young Bucks.
Right.
And some guys that I've heard of, but I've never actually seen the Forever Hooligans.
You've never seen the Forever Hooligans?
I've heard of them, but okay. I've never gotten to watch them.
Rocky Romero and Alex Kozloff. Do you remember when Alex Kozloff was in TNA? During one of the X Cups?
That's
the first time I ever saw Alex Kozloff.
God, I don't think so.
That was the same X Cup when they brought in the British guys, when they brought in, like, what's the guy with the racer?
Doug Williams?
Yeah, the anarchist, Doug Williams. And Magnus, that's when Magnus first showed up. Was that same X Cup?
Yeah. No, I think that was like, God, I think that was like in that era when I wasn't watching a whole lot.
Okay.
So, but it was them and Red Dragon, Bobby Fish, and Kyle O'Reilly.
The reigning defending tag champions.
Yes, the reigning, defending. Sorry, Ed.
And the Time Splitters.
That's it. Time Splitters, duh.
Shelley and Kushida.
Yeah. They were...
No DeLorean this year.
It just started off fucking brilliantly.
Yeah. There were a lot of flips, lots of dives. There was a Meltzer driver.
Yeah.
The best spot was when the Young Bucks were on... I can't remember whose shoulders they were on, but Rocky Romero did the Doomsday Device on them, and they flipped out of it and started super kicking everybody.
Yeah. It was fucking Super Kick Party 2015. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
And then Red Dragon hit their what's the name of their tag team?
Chasing the Dragon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Bobby Fish holds the guy up for a brainbuster, and Kyle O'Reilly kicks him in the back before he drops him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they retain. Yeah. They retain their titles.
What did you think of match number one? What was your impression of, like, your first impression of seeing a New Japan pay-per-view?
Instantly loved it.
Yeah.
From, you know, just that tag team match alone was fucking great.
Young Bucks are awesome. They told people to
stop really There was really only one Japanese person in that first match. Get all the gaijins out of the way.
Japanese person who was trained in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was fucking great. Next match was... okay.
Yeah, next match is the six man, the Bullet Club of Jeff Jarrett, Bad Luck Fale, and Yujiro Takahashi taking on Ten Kozy, Hiroshi Tenzan, Satoshi Kojima, and Tomo Akihama teaming up with them. So the story of this match, you probably didn't know it, was every summer there's a big tournament called the G1 Climax, and Hanma didn't win any matches. It's like a round robin style tournament. Like, everybody wrestles everybody, and it's a points based tournament. Mm. And he didn't win any of the matches. But everybody loves Hanma. And they just wanted to see him do his headbutt and win. That was the story. They're building up to the headbutt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember Tenzan from WCW? When he was in NWO?
Oh, yeah.
How can you not remember that sweet side shaved mullet? Like,
Oh, him.
Yeah, Hiroshi, okay. Hiroshi Tenzan is the man. He's fucking awesome. Kojima's good, too. He's got a...
Was he the first Japanese guy that came in to NWO?
I think Chono and Muda were in NWO first, and they brought him in. Like, they feuded with him for a while, and then he joined NWO.
Well, because I just watched a Nitro, like, last week when I was on the Nitro binge or whatever.
Okay.
Where Gene Okerlund was doing an interview with Sonny Ono, and he said I can't remember what the fuck. That might have been Kenzo Suzuki.
Kenzo Suzuki was not in the business then. It was probably Yugi Nagata or Kensuke Sasaki.
No, it wasn't those. But anyway, I mean, it was... Gene was doing the interview, and Sonny Ono said he brought him to WCW, and then just as he said that, dude fucking, unbuttoned his coat, had the fucking NWO shirt on.
Did he have black sunglasses?
Who didn't have fucking black sunglasses in the NWO?
Then that would be Masahiro Chono.
That's it. Yeah, God damn it.
That was Chono. Yeah. Chono's the man. But yeah.
Yeah.
So this match is quick. It was like 2 minutes. Hanma went with the headbutt. He hit Takahashi. They had the guitar shot that missed that I saw coming a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one holds someone for a guitar shot and doesn't get hit.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen. He takes so long to set it up that it's just like, well, God, I know what the fuck's coming here.
I kind of want to bullet go up the guitar, though, now. Like,
yeah.
I should take my cheap guitar and airbrush a fucking Bullet Club logo on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It hits
fucking, Yeah, the Bullet Club is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Bullet Club is pretty cool. It's really too bad they're not, like, on television every week, you know?
Yeah.
Be good to actually be able to keep up with them, you know?
Right, right.
But they're really cool. I like them. I hadn't seen Jarrett in a long time, so it was fun to kind of watch Jeff Jarrett.
I saw Jarrett wrestle Colt Cabana at WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, see Karen Jarrett at ringside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good looking. I know, like, I'm like the only guy that I ever knew that liked Jeff Jarrett.
Really? I've always hated Jeff Jarrett.
Nobody else I knew liked Jeff Jarrett. I don't know why.
Because he sucks. He's a dick.
But he's pretty awesome in the ring. I like
him. He stole Kurt Angle's wife.
I know he did.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers get their fucking wife stolen.
Yeah. Don't bring your woman around the wrestling business. That is a law. Like,
yeah.
Look at every person that's brought their wife into the wrestling business. They've all had their wives fucking took.
Sonny.
Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah.
Yep. That turned out awesome, didn't it?
That turned out great. Every ball.
Yeah.
Oh, so great. everybody came out a winner in that.
Sonny got fucking dicked down by Shawn Michaels and the British Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I remember, I love that story of, like, the Click having to fucking watch out for Chris Candido while Shawn Michaels was in the locker room.
And he had the evidence on his beard.
Yeah, he had a bunch of evidence. She was wearing one of those sweaters with, like, a little lint ball shit on it.
Yeah.
He got stuck to his fucking stubble. I was like, that's amazing. That's so fucking great. Yeah. And then to fucking have to play off Chris Candido like that. So fucking funny.
Poor Chris Candido.
Rest in peace.
That shit ended awesomely too, didn't it?
Oh yeah, it ended great.
Steve McMichael. Another
Deborah.
One. Yeah, Deborah got fucked by everybody. Including Stone Cold.
Yeah, he did.
So, lesson to all the aspiring wrestlers, if you have a woman, don't let her come to wrestling shows. Yeah. Leave that bitch at home.
It seems like Elizabeth would have cheated on Savage. Do you think she cheated on Savage?
Didn't she die with Lex Luger?
Yeah, but I mean, her and Savage were broken up.
No, still. You want to be in the locker room seeing your ex-wife fuck the total package?
Well, I would have... No. Especially looking at him now because he looks like a turtle.
He's like the incomplete package now.
Yeah. Like everything, like his frame is just like a shell now.
Yeah.
He's got the skinniest fucking neck. I just watched something with him in it. I think it was a Monday Night Wars or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, don't bring your woman around the wrestling business.
I will not. I never will. All
right.
Because women do not care for me. I'm also not in the wrestling business.
Next match, bro. Toriano teams up with the Noah guys. Mickey Nichols and Shane Hayes, TMDK.
Yep.
And now Michi Marufuji, one of my favorite wrestlers from Noah, who didn't really do too much. I was kind of disappointed. Been a Marufuji fan for a while.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance, try to find some of his matches with Kenta. You will not be disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah. Going up against Suzuki Gun, we got Takashi Iizuka, Shelton X Benjamin, Davey Boy Smith Jr., and Lance Archer, the Killer Elite Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of this match?
Lance Hoyt.
Vance
Archer. I like Lance Hoyt. When I first saw him in Vance Archer. When I first saw him in TNA, I liked Lance Wood. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought he was decent. I didn't like him when he was teamed up with Jimmy Rave. That was weird.
Yeah, when they were like
the Rock and Rave infection.
Yeah, the Rock and Rave infection.
I do like that Christy Hemme's fucking finisher move was like a split leg a leg drop off the top rope called the Flying Fire Crotch Drop.
Fantastic.
Or as I call it, the red pussy drop.
Yeah. Love that redhead puss. it was cool to see fucking Bulldog Jr. again. I haven't seen him since he left WWF and got fired.
He's fucking gigantic. Like, you don't look as gigantic on WWE TV, even though dude's like my height and fucking ripped to shit.
Yeah.
But on fucking WWE TV, when you're treated like a job guy, like, you look tiny.
Yeah.
How about that Lance Archer choke slam?
Oh, God, yeah. He got fucking height on that choke slam.
Yeah. That was, like, the highlight of the match.
Full fucking extension of his arm and fucking just drilled him.
I don't think Shelton did much of anything in this match. He did a belly-to-belly off the top rope. That was cool.
Yeah. Not a whole lot happened.
But Marufuji pinned Iizuka with a tiger uppercut knee lift. That was sweet. I've never seen him do that before.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been watching Noah in like fucking 5-10 years.
I liked TMDK.
Yeah. Shane Hayes and Mickey Nichols. The Australian.
Yeah. These men don't kneel. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now what JR said it was.
Yeah.
By the way, fucking JR calling fucking Japanese wrestling is the greatest goddamn thing in the world. Greatest fucking thing you will ever see in your life, guys. Seriously. It's so fucking great. Even he was just like, this old Oklahoma boy is going to probably butcher a couple names, so I apologize in advance, you know? Like,
was that Elvis? No.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Generic voice. It was fucking him and fucking Matt Stryker, just two guys doing commentary, killed it for an entire fucking like almost 4-hour show.
Yep.
Motherfucking JBL, Michael Cole, now Booker T. Like it's too many fucking cooks.
I just listened to an interview with JR and they asked him how did he keep from going to the bathroom for 4 hours.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's like, I always wear darks just in case.
I can just piss my pants however much I want. Nobody knows it because it's dark. Then I just go to the back and wring out my pants and everything's fine. Almost like he's here.
I close my eyes. I just assumed you're wearing a black hat.
Yeah.
So next up, we had the UWF rules match, which means it can only be won by submission, knockout, or referee stoppage. MMA dream match, if you will.
Yeah, because most of these guys were like instrumental in MMA becoming like a thing, you know?
Yeah, in Japan, like they were like the fathers of it. Because we got Minoru Suzuki. See, I fucked it up too. Who founded Pancrase, which was one of the first MMA organizations, taking on Kazushi Sakuraba, the Gracie Killer, who fucking, his gimmick in MMA was he beats all the Gracies, because he beat Hoist Gracie and he beat some other ones. Like last year he wrestled Daniel Gracie and another one, I can't remember. That was a shitty match, but we're not going to talk about shitty matches. This match is fucking awesome.
Yeah. This is a fucking brutal, hard-hitting, hard-kicking fucking match.
Oh, yeah, they kicked the shit out of each other.
And one of those dudes fucking broke his arm. Yeah. Or fucking, like, fucking tore a muscle or something.
Sakuraba, he put Suzuki in a Kimura lock on the ramp, and he was tapping out and shit, and, like, but he was outside the ring. Match camp, and outside the ring has to be in the middle of the ring, so.
Yeah.
Like, he wrestled the match selling his arm, and Sakuraba was kicking shit out of his arm. That shit was awesome. The stiff ass kicks and shit.
Yeah.
And so eventually Suzuki got behind him, put him in a rear naked choke, and referee called for the bell.
Yeah, choked him out.
Yeah, Sakuraba never tapped.
Yeah, they wrapped up they put an ice pack on his arm and wrapped it up. He gets out of the ring and starts, you know, he shakes the guy's hand and he fucking hugs him and gets out of the ring, starts walking towards the back. Stops and fucking unwraps that tape and takes the ice thing off.
Yeah, like a man.
Just like real super fucking badass.
Yeah. One of the coolest things of this is Suzuki always has like a black mohawk and he always wears all black. Because he's a fucking gangster. His crew is Suzuki Gun, which is like the Suzuki Army. So he's like a Yakuza. And okay. For this match, he was wearing all white. That was like his Pancrase attire and his hair was dyed white.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a show the next day. Hair is black again, and it's fucking, he's wearing black here. Like, he dyed his hair for that show and dyed it right back.
Nice. So he was kind of like the Ric Flair of Japan for a night, kind of.
Yeah, just had the white hair, yeah. Let's see, we got Tomohiro Ishii versus Togi Makabe. And for the never open weight title, Tomohiro Ishii's the champion defending the belt. He's had that belt for a while. And story of this match, back to the G1 climax, because everything culminates to G1. The G1 leads into the Tokyo Dome. So the winner of the G1 is the person who gets to shout the title at the Tokyo Dome. So we're still building off that shit. Look at that. Storylines from the summer lead into the fucking big show in the winter. How amazing of a concept of that.
Yeah. It's almost like they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So, as a shoot, Ishii dislocated his shoulder, like, first night of the G1, and wrestled the entire fucking tournament with one shoulder. And his finisher is a brain buster, where he drops a guy on that side, and he still did his matches and shit, and wrestled Ishii matches.
Yeah.
And that guy wrestles, like, a stiff style, so, like, wrestling that with that fucking one arm hanging by a thread is just badass.
Yeah.
So these dudes beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to remember this match. Almost 4 hour fucking
pay-per-view. All you need to remember is fucking elbows to the chest nonstop and nasty ass clotheslines.
Oh yeah. I remember, like I said, there wasn't a bad match on this card, so I'm just going to say I know it was good.
Yeah.
I just can't remember it.
Some of the important spots of this was Makabe at one point hit a German suplex, and he tilted slightly to the left, so Ishii would land on the bad shoulder, and he still kicked out. And he hit this nasty-ass lariat, and it sounded fucking, like, raw, like bowling balls and shit.
I love the sound in the Japanese matches.
Just people getting fucking hit.
The sound of the ring, the sound of fucking just like arm just bam, just fucking crashing into somebody.
Yeah, and he did a he won with a knee drop off the top rope. because he's a Bruiser Brody guy. So his gimmick is he's Japanese Bruiser Brody.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So he did the King Kong knee drop onto the shoulder for the win, and he won the title, new champion.
Yep. Now what? What's the name of this title again?
The never open weight title. So there's no weight class. It was supposed to be like a young guy's title, but it kind of turned into like a hardcore title.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Or kind of like, I can't remember. I was going to say something. It was going to sound stupid, I'm sure. So.
Of course it was.
I can't remember what it, because it sounds like, when TNA had the Legends title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when you said that, because you said it was almost like, just like a lot of the Legends guys or whatever.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said. I was supposed to be like the young guys, like the younger guys.
You said it was the young guys' title, though, is what you said.
That's what it was supposed to be, even though the first guy that won it was like Masato Tanaka.
Yeah. See? He'd be like a fucking Japanese. So it's kind of.
Yeah. Ryusuke Taguchi versus Kenny Omega for the junior heavyweight title. Ryusuke Taguchi is the champion.
Yeah.
What did you think of this match? Young Bucks at ringside with Kenny Omega because he's in the BC, represent, throw it up.
Oh, yeah. First time I've ever seen Kenny Omega.
Really?
That I know of.
You never saw him in the Ring of Honor?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
I don't think I did. JR was fucking pretty dead on when he said he was like Brian Pillman, because he was a lot like Brian Pillman.
Yeah, the Pillman mullet.
Yeah, I had that Pillman mullet, had the fucking Razor Ramon toothpick, and I liked him. I thought he was really good.
Yeah. Ryusuke Taguchi is Japanese Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Young Bucks call him Eddie Guerrero?
I did, yeah.
He said, break Eddie Guerrero's neck.
Yeah. He won this match, right?
Who, Kenny Omega? Oh, yeah. There was no chance of him not winning his fucking title. Like,
okay.
He has to be the new Devitt.
Yeah. Well, because I was thinking, I thought that, I thought the other guy had won because he kept hitting frog splashes and shit, so. Or am I thinking of somebody else?
You're thinking of the main event.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind then.
There were no frog splashes in this match.
Well, you said Eddie Guerrero and that triggered that, so I remember that.
Yeah. Ryusuke Taguchi, he wore the green tights and the gold boots like Eddie does.
No, it was pretty fucking cool match.
The Funky Weapon is his nickname, which is the most awesome wrestling nickname in history.
I remember JR saying he never thought a phrase he'd ever use is Funky Weapon. Which is pretty great, so. Yeah, it was great.
Matt Stryker explained that Kenny Omega shaves his arm hairs 3 days before a match, so the stubble grows in. And there was a spot where he revved up his arm like a chainsaw and rubbed the arm stubble on Ryusuke's face.
Yeah. And they did they do the chainsaw sound effect while he's doing it.
Was that over the PA? I didn't realize.
Yeah, I heard. I thought that was him doing that. That was the Bucks.
Was it?
Bucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Bucks were on the ringside going, run, na 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 na, run, na 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 na, run, na 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 na. Whenever he fucking like hit the fucking thing. That was great.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah, and Kenny Omega won with the One Winged Angel, which is electric chair, flipping pile driver thingy, like an electric chair tombstone.
Yeah, it almost ends up
like a key crusher. It almost
ends up looking like the
it's like a Mission Open Driver. It's like a Mission Open Driver.
Yeah, but whenever he lands, it kind of looks like that move that Chris Sabin did. The
cradle shock.
Cradle shock. Yeah. I kept wanting to say shell shock, but I knew that was Ryback.
That's Alex Shelley also.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, new junior heavyweight champion. Title returns to the BC where it belongs.
Yep. With the Bullet Club.
Bullet Cleazy, too sweeping. Speaking of Bullet Club, we had Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows defending the IWGP Tag Team titles against Hirooki Goto and Katsuyori Shibata.
Accompanied by the Bullet Babe.
The Bullet Babe, Amber O'Neil.
Yeah, good looking broad. That's a good looking broad there. I like the good looking bras with the tits and the hair.
And the hair and the puss.
And the hair, I like the puss.
Bald from eyebrows down.
Yeah, fucking Doc Gallows coming to the ring looking like fucking Smash. Or Crush or somebody.
Yeah.
Side note, I had no idea Crush died. I was having a conversation with
Yeah, Crush has been dead for a while.
I had no clue he died in 2007.
Yeah.
I think it was. I had no idea. I had not, because I was living in Liberty.
Were you just waiting for a Chronic reunion?
Well, no, it was just like, it wasn't what I was waiting for. A friend of mine and I on Twitter were having a conversation. We were talking about Glacier at first, and then that led into Wrath and Mortis, and then I started talking about Chronic and how, like, they were pretty over, and they got, whenever WWF bought WCW, they came over. I remember them having
a match. They had the worst match ever when Undertaker and Kane.
I remember that, and they were going to send them, they wanted to send them back to OVW. To work on them.
Mm.
And I guess they, like, got what I remember hearing in, like, or reading in, like, a PWI or might have been online somewhere back then, was that they were, like, all extra insulted about it and just, like, left right on the spot. Because they were like, we've fucking been in the business for, you know, blah, 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 blah years, and, you know, we're not going to fucking developmental, you know? And they just left, is what I remember reading back then, and it prompted me to look up Crush.
Yeah,
and I got
pause. Time out. They had the worst stoner gimmick ever.
And you know what? As I recall, they weren't even stoners.
They were. They were called. Their team was called Chronic.
I know the. I know called Chronic. I know the team was called Chronic, but it's not like they come out as, like, fucking, like, Cheech and Chong or somebody.
Yeah, they were called Chronic, and their finisher was the High Times.
I know.
But
I'm
they
saying,
weren't, like, stoners. Like, it was like, what the fuck? And when they were in British Columbia, the crowd chanted BC Bud every time they came out. It was hilarious.
They come out with, like, fucking, like, weed on their, like, you know, pot leaves on their tights or anything like that. Yes, they had, like, a weed gimmick, like, a weed name, and their fucking finishing move was, like, a weed thing, but
I'm sure they smoked weed.
Like it.
They were wrestlers in the 80s and 90s. I'm sure they smoked plenty of weed.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they were. That's why they did it.
But they did not, like, represent stoner culture very well.
Yeah, like, they didn't seem like...
If RVD and X-Pac had a tag team, they can be Chronic.
Yeah. Chronic K's.
Yeah. because it's wrestling, and you have to spell everything wrong.
Yeah. You have to spell it wrong to look cool.
Yeah. Like rap music.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a weird conversation that I hadn't thought about that team in, like, forever.
And you found out that Bryan Adams died.
And that's when I found out that Crush died, when I looked him up on Wikipedia, and I was like, no shit. I had no idea.
Now, were you a Demolition Crush guy, a Nation of Domination Crush guy, a Kona Crush guy, or a DOA Crush guy?
Well, I was DOA Crush, because that's when I came into watching wrestling, was right when DOA started.
But you never saw Kona Crush, when he would just crush the heads?
No, I didn't see Kona Crush prior to that, and then it was like, once I saw the DOA, and then I learned the backstory of that he used to be in the Nation of Domination, and at that point, when I started, it was all, like, black dudes, and I was like, there was a white dude in Nation of Domination? And then I found out Savio Vega was in it. I was like, There was a fucking Latino guy, a fucking Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah, shit got really racist after NOD broke up. Like, Farouk said Nation's gonna be all niggas. And then,
yeah,
fucking Crush said, I'm starting an Aryan fucking biker gang. White power.
Yeah.
With actual white neo-Nazis in it. Fucking the Harris twins with their fucking SS tattoos on their arm.
That's fucked. Did they have SS?
Dude, I saw them when they were the fucking Blue Brothers with the big ass SS's on their arm.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch some shit, man. Don't remember them having those tattoos.
Oh, that shit's fucking real. Like, big ass fucking wow. Nazi tattoos on their arm.
Damn, Harris Brothers. What the fuck, man?
And Savio Vega started the Boricuas.
Is it bad that I was like a. Is it bad to say I was a DOA fan now?
It really is, Jim. It really is.
I didn't know they had SS tattoos.
Any fucking group of bald-headed white men hate niggas, and I just can't get behind that. That's why I'm more afraid of Bald Kane than Mask Kane, because Mask Kane looks like a fun Halloween costume. Bald Kane looks like he's going to lynch me.
While wearing Hager slacks. And looking like a... Looking like drunk Stepdaddy Kane.
You know, Stepdaddy Drunk Kane with the weird red hair. Not as scary as Bald-Headed Kane, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Dr. Isaac Yankum. DDS.
DDS. Yeah.
Or Fake Diesel.
Who didn't like Fake Diesel?
Oh, yeah, everybody loved Fake Diesel. That was a great idea.
All right, so Goto and Shibata versus the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
What do you think? This is another fast match. I was kind of disappointed we didn't get more Doc and Carl action.
Yeah, yeah. Because this is my first time I've never seen Carl Anderson before.
Really?
I've known of him.
Yeah.
I've heard of him because of the Bullet Club now.
Right.
But I've never... watched him before.
Okay.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he did that flying boot, and he's like, "Ooh, you see that boot?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Ooh, you saw Yeah.
And I tweeted and him, and I was like, "Hey, I saw that boot." And he was like, "Yeah, a lot of people did." And everybody favorite that shit. Now I got a bunch of new followers because I tweeted Carl Anderson.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Him and Gallows did a really sweet move. Where Carl like kind of did that same flying kick, and whenever he kicked him, the guy swung around and Gallows used that momentum of the swing to turn him into a flapjack.
Nice.
And just fucking dropped him on the ring, and I thought like that was over. I did. Like I thought that was gonna be the finish, and it wasn't.
I love the finish though, because Shibata uses the go to sleep, but his real finish is the penalty kick, the running fucking kick to the face and shit, the PK as he calls it. And so they did the double go to sleep where Goto threw him and Shibata kneed him and then he hit the penalty kick. That shit was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, so new tag champs. A lot of title changes all back to back.
Yeah, yeah. Did you listen to the Art of Wrestling episode with Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows?
I did.
Doc Gallows. That was a good episode. They were funny.
Yeah, I listen to their podcast every week too, so...
Yeah, I'm gonna. I want to start listening.
Talking cheese out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll start listening to it. It was pretty funny.
This week they were like talking about how they were watching Devitt's fucking entrance from the NXT pay per view, and Doc they do like Stone Cold impressions all the time, but they don't call it Stone Cold impression. They're like, that's the redneck voice version too. And it like so it's like you see that Devitt entrance, like, yeah, I saw Little Hoop do his entrance. It's like, so you bought the network? It's like, oh hell no, I got a link.
That's great. That's fucking great. Yeah, those guys together are really good.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that match. Yeah. Great tag team.
AJ Styles versus Tetsuya Naito. You may remember Tetsuya Naito from TNA when he was in Team No Limit, beating with the Motor City Machine Guns.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
have a vague recollection of him. Yeah.
Yeah, Naito's pretty sweet. He was number one contender last year at Tokyo Dome for the title.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a really good match. I haven't seen somebody else I haven't seen in a long time, fucking AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I hadn't wrestled in a long ass time.
He's the man.
Yeah, he is a fucking man. And he's fucking Bullet Club.
He's BC. Throw it up.
Throw it up. Throw it up for the boys. it was just such a fucking great back and forth fucking match.
Story is, the Styles Clash is the most dangerous move because he broke Yoshitatsu's neck.
Which seems odd to me that he could break a neck with the Styles.
Because people are dumb and they tuck their heads when they're supposed to put their heads back, and three people in the last year fucked themselves up on the Styles Clash, taking it wrong.
How hard is it? All he does is fall forward.
Yeah, and if you tuck your head, you're gonna go fucking head first into the mat.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, how hard is it to fucking, like, know to, like...
I mean, it's wrestler instinct to always tuck your head most of the time.
Yeah.
And fucking... Yoshitatsu didn't tuck his head. I mean, he tucked his head.
Yeah.
And he fucked up his neck.
Sorry, Yoshi. Oh, he broke Yoshi's neck?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so...
He was one of my favorite people to use on WWE 13.
Yeah, Yoshitatsu's the fucking man.
Yeah.
You should go out of your way to try to find that match with Yoshitatsu and AJ Styles, because it was fucking awesome.
I will.
I watched it on New Japan World.
Yeah. I made Yoshi champion on my game one.
Yeah.
It was pretty
nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Yoshitatsu. Get well soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuck your head back on that Styles Clash. Head back on that Styles Clash, son. You won't break your damn neck.
Yeah. So AJ went for the Styles Clash immediately. Like, instantly, as soon as the match started. And Naito broke it up, went for it a few times. He even backdropped outside the ring. That was pretty sweet. They got a little calf killer in there. That was awesome.
Yep. It ended with the fucking Styles Clash off the fucking second rope.
Yeah, Naito went for Frankenstein off the top rope. AJ blocked it. Styles Clash from second rope. Like, Naito fought it so hard, he did not want to die. And the referee was like, no, don't do it, AJ. You're going to kill him.
Don't kill people. Oh, man. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But he fucking landed it. Dude knew to fucking tuck his head back.
Yeah.
And he landed it perfectly, and AJ Styles is your winner.
People are saying that the top rope Styles Clash might be even safer than the regular Styles Clash. You got more room to, like, figure out what the fuck you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
More far away from the ground.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
All right, so now we're about to get into that real shit.
Getting that real shit.
That real shit.
That real Japanese.
Shinsuke Nakamura versus Kota Ibushi.
If you will.
If you will, Daddy Ole Anderson.
Oh, it's so sweet, baby.
200 pounds of sweet soul, Daddy.
Get out of that TV, Ric Flair. Oh, my God. That one was for Brian.
Intercontinental title match.
Yeah.
Jim,
which we talked about last week.
No, we didn't. We didn't talk about this shit last week. Jim.
Oh. Okay, Fed.
Jim, what did you think of this awesome fucking match? This is my favorite match on the show. I love fucking Shinsuke Nakamura. He's the fucking man.
Yeah.
BT Dubs, Beaumaye is in the moves pack of fucking WWE 2K15.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I downloaded a Nakamura, and I'm going to give him that shit. And I'm going to Beaumaye everybody. It's going to be T-Bird's Black New Finish.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Goddamn, man. Ibushi, and I had never seen Shinsuke Nakamura before.
Shinsuke, sorry.
I had never seen him before. Fucking great.
Yeah. I was listening to the Law radio show, and everybody that called, like, after the show aired, who had just seen New Japan for the first time, Nakamura is all they could talk about. He's everybody's like new favorite wrestler just because he's so fucking awesome. Just charisma out the ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And motherfucking Ibushi, man.
Ibushi's awesome.
That guy is
the Golden Star.
Hands down, yeah. Hands down, one of the fucking best. And it would fucking behoove WWE to fucking get him
No. Leave them where they are. I don't want them to ruin my favorite wrestlers.
I would like to see them wrestle people in NXT. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
They can just come in for NXT. Like, they don't even have to go to
the roster. I already saw Nakamura versus Kevin Steen, so.
Yeah.
At the ROH New Japan Super Show. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute, though. Nakamura and Steen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
That had to be a fucking blowout of a fucking match. Is that on YouTube? Someone will look that up.
I don't think it is. I looked for it the other day. I don't think it is.
I'd like to see that.
Next time I see you, I'll give it to you. I might have it somewhere.
Yeah. Just, man, both of these guys are just... They fucking work like fucking none other that I've fucking seen in a long time.
The best part of this match, Nakamura's on the apron. Kota Ibushi jumps up to the top rope and German suplex him into the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
That shit was amazing.
Yeah. And he's like, he's shorter than fucking Nakamura.
Yeah.
And smaller for him also. For him to be able to do that is a fucking feat of strength like you don't ever see at all.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching. Like, Cesaro does like that vertical suplex from the ring apron while standing on the rope.
On the second rope, though.
Yeah, exactly. On the second rope. This dude fucking did it from the top.
Yeah, and it was a lot harder.
Yeah, and it was a lot harder to like get a fucking grasp on him.
Right.
From like that high up, and he fucking did it.
Yeah.
He fucking did it, and it was great.
How you balance on the top rope is fucking hard enough, but to bend forward and pick someone up and flip backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Absolute madness that they were able to do that. And fucking just impressive as hell. It really is. Absolutely loved it. Yeah. Loved every second of it.
It took two Bomaes for Nakamura to put Ibushi down, so shout out to Ibushi for going the distance.
Yeah. Way to go, guys. Like, you made a gaijin fucking really appreciate New Japan. So thank you for fucking everything you did. Because I know these guys are listening. I know they're listening. Everybody listens to Rock and Wrestling Podcast.
Of course. If you don't listen to Rock and Wrestling Podcast, you're a fucking communist.
Every week at Stitcher, iTunes,
Podomatic.
Every week.
Podcast Addict.
I know these guys are listening. Thank you.
Yeah.
Fucking thank you.
For giving us this awesome fucking match. Yeah.
Can fucking be.
Five-star match, hands down. Like,
There
was nothing wrong with that match.
Can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah. So if you have the means and you haven't seen this match, you will love wrestling if you watch this match.
Yeah. I don't care. Like, even if you don't like wrestling, if you watch this match, you'll be like, holy shit. All right. You know, I'm fucking down. I'm ready. Like, show me fucking more.
Yeah.
Give me more of this. And then that's when you have to be like, well, we can try. let's see what we can download and shit. But other than that, you're kind of stuck with.
And now we got the main event. Hiroshi Tanahashi defends his IWGP championship, heavyweight championship. Against Kazuchika Okada.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't realize Okada was only 27. That makes me feel like a loser.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't feel good.
It doesn't.
feels terrible.
This match was awesome. Because yeah. all Okada wants to do is beat Tanahashi in the Tokyo Dome and win the title. That's all he wants. He feels his career doesn't mean shit unless he does that. He wants to be the guy. He wants to be Mr. New Japan. He wants to be the ace. Like, because Tanahashi is the ace of New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And claims to be the ace of the universe. He's the man. He's the John Cena of Japan. And he was determined to make this shit happen, and he just couldn't do it. It was sad.
He tried.
Yeah.
Damn it, he tried.
What were some of your takeaways from this? There were a lot of fucking dragon screws on fucking Okada.
A lot of dragon screws on Okada. That one...
That high fly flow to the outside.
Yeah, that one he fucking did... that one he did to... The one dragon screw he did to Okada, like, through the ropes.
Yeah.
Was pretty fucking brutal, and... What move were you talking about that was on the ramp?
When he did...
Was that when he fucking hit kind of like the Death Valley... Kind of like a Death Valley driver neck breaker?
That, when he did the FU to him?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying Okada was outside of the ring, outside the barricade, and Tanahashi did the high-five flow over the barricade to the outside floor.
Okay,
That was awesome.
That was badass, yeah.
I haven't seen too many Okada matches, but I love when he does the Rainmaker pose and he just puts his arms out to signal for the Rainmaker and the camera zooms all the way out.
This
is fucking cool. This is a cool visual.
Yeah.
And Tanahashi did it. He went to fucking steal his move and shit. So Tanahashi did the Rainmaker pose and the camera zooms out.
Then Tanahashi just started fucking raining frog splashes on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just a fucking barrage of frog splashes. And it was a frog splash party.
Yeah, frog splash. High five flow party.
It was fucking great. Tanahashi won. It's a bummer that guy really wanted to fucking be the dude.
Okada cried like he was heartbroken.
Yeah.
That was sad. I've never seen anything like that. Like, I've seen people cry when they win, but never just so upset that they just start crying fucking on the ramp as they leave.
Yeah.
Fucking tears and shit. Heaving and hoeing and shit.
Yeah, and then I don't know what...
I shed a little tear.
Yeah, what did Tanahashi say as Okada was leaving?
According to Matt Stryker, he said, I'm still the AC, and it's going to take a lot more for you to become at this level. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really rubbing it in. I cry, bitch. Cry for me, bitch. and then, like, started doing fucking air guitar.
Yeah, he had a celebration. He reached to the young boy to give him something. He gave him an air guitar. And he started fucking straightening on an air guitar.
Yeah.
Even
fucking pretty funny.
Even smashed one. That was awesome.
Yeah. And then he like had the audience toss him a new one.
Yeah.
And then he sent it back out to him.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Then he's walking the ramp back to the first one of all night to walk. Is that not a thing that they go back up to the ramp?
Well, he had the celebration with the pyro and everything. That's pretty much why.
Yeah.
And they had a time crunch. Like, you had to get people out of there and get the next match in.
Yeah.
It's a baseball stadium. It's a long-ass walk.
Because as he was walking the ramp, people are throwing Tanahashi towels at him, and he's wiping his face with them and giving it back to him, and she kind of Elvis kind of shit.
Yeah. And I love that Japanese people are so polite that people are throwing him the towel, he's wiping it and throwing it back to the person that gave it to him, and nobody's trying to like snatch the towel from the person that it belongs to.
Yeah.
You can't do that shit in America.
I'm like, oh yeah, man, they'll fucking kill somebody for a fucking...
I almost punched a pregnant lady in the face for a fucking Chris Benoit shirt once.
You punched a pregnant lady?
I almost did. Fucking Maria Kanellis came out shooting shirts out of a cannon. And it was a Chris Benoit shirt, and I wanted one.
And you'll do anything to get it.
Yep. Including fucking. Yeah, I'm not gonna go there. I almost made a bad joke, but no, I'm not gonna go there.
By beating up pregnant chicks.
Yeah. Christopher Walt will be proud.
You know what? I like that young black man in the front row. You just punched a pregnant chick. I like it.
That inspires me to inflict pain on my own family.
You know what? I got some business I got to take care of at home. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Poor O'Connor, he cried.
Yeah. Poor O'Connor. All in all, all over, fantastic showing.
Yeah.
By everybody involved.
Are you motivated to watch more New Japan now?
Yeah, if I'm able to find it and everything. Yeah.
I'll hook you up with my New Japan World account. You can watch on your phone now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. It actually has it, if you go down to the bottom of the page, you could turn it to English. So you can check out some of those AJ Styles matches. They have a lot of shit, too. So I watched a match with Tatsumi Fujinami against Dynamite Kid. I don't know if you know this, Jim, but Dynamite Kid, mm-hmm. fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. I could see why, mm-hmm. Chris Benoit and fucking Davey Richards want to be this man because he's the shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's,
he was great.
You know what's not the shit?
What's that?
John Cena.
And Raw.
And Raw. You want to talk about
this? I said, I finished New Japan, went right into Raw. From the pyro, I was pissed. Just because I had just seen the fucking greatest, one of the greatest wrestling shows I'd seen in a long time. Going into something that I knew was just going to be shit. I just knew it. And I wasn't wrong. And it was stupid. And just, my God in heaven, I don't know what to fucking do anymore. We're going to have to fucking start reviewing other shit because this is, we're going to have to be the Rock and other stuff podcast because fucking reviewing Raw every week is about to kill my spirit.
But we have the Royal Rumble coming up, so we just gotta hang through with the WrestleMania season.
Yeah, we do have the Rumble coming up.
If WrestleMania fucks us, we're done.
Yeah,
we're done.
Yeah, I do love watching the Rumble. So
yeah, it's my favorite pay per view.
Yeah.
That and Money in the Bank because there's ladders.
Yeah. Yep.
Even though there's no high flyers left in the company.
Yeah, they're pretty much gone. Everybody does the fucking same suicide dive.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone does it. And it's like, my God, guys, would you fucking stop? When you see one guy doing it, okay.
At least the Usos go over the top and they do a pescado. Yeah.
The Usos, yeah, they do that. Sami Zayn does a fucking flip over the top.
No, right? Everybody NXT does a flip.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Steen does it. Steen does it.
Yeah.
Even some of the bitches except, do it.
Except Steen's, whenever Steen goes over the top, he's more like a cannonball.
Yeah.
It's a flip, but he's so big, it's just like a fucking
Sami Zayn does
shot.
A swan dive. It's
yeah, Sami Zayn just clears the ropes clean, you know?
Yeah.
Almost every time lands on his fucking feet.
Yeah. The Mexicans do the flip also, like Sin Cara and Kalisto, yeah. They do a flip dive.
Yeah.
Kalisto usually does a corkscrew though, so he tries to change it
up. Adrian Neville does kind of like a pole vaulting flip over
the throat. The Fonzberry flop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But cut it out with the suicide dive.
Dean Ambrose does the suicide dive. Daniel Bryan does the suicide dive. Seth Rollins does the suicide dive. Luke Harper does the suicide dive.
Which, I think Daniel Bryan needs to rethink doing the suicide dive.
I was not comfortable with Daniel Bryan getting physical. I was nervous.
I was too.
Especially with Kane.
Yeah, I was more nervous when he fucking came out with the fucking suicide dive on Kane. I was more concerned about that than anything. So I was like, oh, don't you fucking do it, man. You want to fucking end up, like, crippled?
Like the Dynamite Kid?
Yeah. Like, this could be the fucking, like, this could be Daniel Bryan's last run, you know? Yeah. You don't know. Because he fucking hurt his neck now, you know? He needs to fucking, like, do like Stone Cold and fucking, like, kind of...
Change his whole style.
Change his game up a little bit where he's not going to, you know, almost fuck his neck up. Or completely fuck his neck up. Raw started with fucking John Cena.
What did John Cena have to say?
Oh, something about how he feels bad about getting Ryback and Ziggler and Rowan fired. Feels bad. And then Triple H and Stephanie came out.
Talk about his feelings all day. Is that all he's gonna do?
Yep. Pretty much. Pretty fucking much. And Triple H and Stephanie came out. They're like, oh, see, when we got fired, you know, when we had to be fired, we just walked out of here gracefully, and we didn't cry about it, and we just walked out of here, but you're crying about it. Fuck them. Just a string of fart noises and fucking, like, I could just do the cadences of this fucking promo, and it should be like, it doesn't matter what the fuck they said. Who cares?
Yeah, so that's a lumberjack match, right? So John Cena was fighting for the jobs of the people that got fired. Is that what the stipulation was?
Yeah, and then fucking shocker, everybody on the outside of the ring is fucking helping the Authority out with Seth Rollins and everything.
Yeah, heel lumberjacks.
Yeah, so John Cena gets out, everybody's beating him up.
Lumberjack match. All heel lumberjacks, yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Big Show got punched by John Cena got punched by the Big Show.
Yeah.
Rolled back into the ring, pinned by Seth Rollins.
Yeah. Hit the curb stomp. You know, it really sucks. I like Seth Rollins and everything. It just, I don't know. The shit with John Cena is just not that great. Am I wrong? But,
no, you're not wrong. John Cena sucks.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
What happened backstage with Stephanie and the Usos?
Stephanie said that they're going to get... no punishment for what they said about the Authority last week, which I can barely remember.
I don't remember them saying anything about the Authority last week.
Yeah, I didn't think they did. I think maybe there was like a one-off thing, but that was about it. And they said they weren't going to get punished, and they're like, we're not going to get punished. And she's like, no. And they started to walk away, and she's like, oh, but Naomi's going to have a one hand tied behind her back match against Alicia Fox later tonight. So she's punishing them through his wife.
Okay.
And then this whole time, Dean Ambrose is standing in the same room. Stephanie turns around, and lo and behold, wouldn't you know that she's like, oh, the doctor said you checked yourself out of the hospital last week after the ambulance match. You're not mentally stable enough to compete until you complete a fucking psych evaluation. And here we go with the fucking therapist gimmick again. That same shit they fucking pulled on Daniel Bryan. Here we fucking go again. A top-notch guy.
You know what really happened was Dean Ambrose wore a pink shirt to work, and so they committed him.
But it was really his son washed his red hat in with the white laundry and... Oh, man.
Let's talk about better shows.
Yeah, The Simpsons and shit.
Yeah. So,
that
doctor asked Dean Ambrose what made him tick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what Ambrose said.
Nope, me either. He said something about a clock. All right, New Day versus the masters of the WWE Universe, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they're calling them? The Masters of the Universe?
Masters of the WWE Universe.
Oh, boy. That's a long name that I don't really care for.
The Swinging Cats.
The Swinging Cats. Like, that actually sounds better to me.
Yeah.
Actually, I think they're going to
be a team that has a name that never gets used on TV.
Yeah. I honestly think, like, pretty decent tag team match. I'm not going to lie. I kind of enjoyed this match.
Yeah.
I don't like, Tyson Kidd.
I don't like that Adam Rose was there. That didn't make me happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Cesaro and Tyson Kidd are fucking great. Do not stick them with the fucking party posse. And that is what I will refer to them as.
Party posse.
The party posse. That's who they are. And fuck Adam Rose. Like, unless he's going to turn back into Leo Kruger. Like, I don't care. Because the party posse is done. Nobody gives a flying fuck about them. If you look on Twitter, when, like, shit's trending and everything, especially last week, because Adam Rose started trending on Twitter, and if you go in and read, like, all the tweets that mention him and shit, people do not like him.
Ivan Etniage.
Yeah. Join the fucking Navy, because it's better than watching this garbage. But, like I said, this was a good match.
Okay, this is the dumbest thing in the world. All right, go ahead. Let's talk about the match. My bad. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, fucking Cesaro and Kidd did the old Kings of Wrestling
finisher. The giant swing with the drop kick.
Yeah, they did that.
That wasn't their finisher. That was just a move they did. But, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. The New Day won. With when Xavier Woods dropped a backbreaker, and then Kofi Kingston came off
double stomp. Yeah, that was sick.
I like that a lot. Yeah, like I said, this was a really good tag team match.
Yeah, good
and tag teams. Like, if the New Day could fucking get a little fucking toughness in them instead of fucking dancing around like a bunch of idiots,
shucking and jiving.
Yeah, shucking and fucking jiving.
Hey, you can't say that shit. I can say shucking and jiving. You can't say that.
You can say shucking and jiving. I can't say shucking and jiving.
You can say having a good time. You can't say shucking and jiving. That's racist.
Sure. Oh, man.
All right, this is where the show got stupid to me. So, Michael Cole says, excuse me, Michael Cole says that there's rumors that Randy Savage is expected to be inducted to the Hall of Fame. So, there's a graphic saying, oh, Randy Savage, is he going to be in the Hall of Fame? Expected to be announced later on.
We already know because it came out hours ago.
They're announcing it, but they're not announcing it. I don't understand this shit. He's expected to be in the Hall of Fame.
If you wanted it to be a surprise, just don't fucking mention it until it's time to fucking announce it.
Yeah, stupid.
That's how a surprise works. You don't know what's coming, and then somebody says something shocking, and you're like, whoa, fucking cool.
Scott Hall's going to be on Raw next week.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Yeah,
throw it up.
Throw it up for the homies.
Too sweet, man.
It was supposed to be a whole full-on NWO reunion with Hall, Nash, and Hogan.
When Nash until slammed his son.
Yeah, he fucking did. Oh, man. And that sucks. That's too bad that had to go down like that. But his son shouldn't have fucking taken a swing on his fucking mom.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Not like Nash just fucking, like, attacked him.
He should have fucking did the elbows in the corner and then, like, did the picture frame and then elbowed him again.
Boom! It hit him. Fucking jackknifing through the coffee table.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
And then fucking stood over his body, threw up the Wolfpack sign.
Yeah. And then his quad went out. I do like Nash, though.
Big Show came out and cut a promo. What did Big Show have to say?
Honestly, T-Bird, I don't know.
This is when I checked out. I've been seeing Big Show promos for 20 years now.
I
all my entire fucking life. Big Show.
I know you don't like me fast working through stuff, but I fast work through most of this.
I kind of respect that.
I listened to part of it, and I was like, man, I kept going.
What Roman Reigns said?
When Roman came out and did his promo, I listened to his. No, it was all right. Okay. It was actually pretty good. Okay. It wasn't real wooden or anything. It was pretty good. Yeah. Somebody needs to be working with him.
You should have heard his SmackDown promo.
Was it bad?
It was terrible. He was like, you're full of something, but I can't say what it is. And he winks at the camera, and he's talking to Seth Rollins like, man, you're full of suffering succotash.
No. Stop. Stop.
It's like they want him to be The Rock, but he's not The Rock. Like, there's really only one jabroni beaten. Pie eaten.
Jabroni eaten. Eyebrow raisin. Oh, pie eaten. Most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Terrible Rock impression.
Yeah, I used to do The Rock really good when I was in high school. Like people in my class would come up to me like in the middle of the day, and just like, do The Rock real quick, do The Rock real quick, and I'd fucking do it.
Yeah,
they'd laugh and then walk away.
Luke Harper versus Roman Reigns, spear, 1, 2, 3. Did you expect anything else?
Nah, not really. Well, I mean, I kind of expected Big Show to get Rowan disqualified.
So we need distraction finishes. We haven't had too many yet. Don't worry. We'll have some later.
Yeah. If you were worried about where your distraction finishes were, don't worry. They're coming up.
All right.
Because we can't have Raw without one.
So we had The Miz talking about the Golden Globes, which I did not watch.
I didn't either. I don't know why they need. I get Miz the Hollywood guy. I get it, but I don't.
There's a Divas match on here that's not on my report. I'm wondering where it is.
Yeah, Miz had a match against.
No, that was until later. I'm saying there's a Divas match that should be.
Oh yeah.
Right here on my, but it's not the Naomi and behind her back match.
Yeah.
She lost. I mean, Alicia Fox.
Yeah. But she did a lot of cool spots.
Did she? I didn't see the match because I was working.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was actually pretty decent.
All right.
I mean, it was a really short match, but Alicia Fox went
out. Missed it, so.
Yeah. She wound up winning, but Alicia Fox did. But it was a good quick match. It was decent.
There's so many backstage segments on this show. It's like backstage, backstage, backstage.
Yeah, everything happened backstage. It's like, oh great, I just fucking spent money to come to the fucking arena to see this fucking show that everything's happening not in front of me.
I almost bought a ticket to Extreme Rules because someone told me they were coming to town to go see that show, and then they texted me saying, oh, I'm not coming to town. So I'm like, good thing I didn't buy that fucking ticket, because I'm not paying that much money for a WWE show.
Yeah, that's fucking retarded. Like, I realized tickets are fairly cheap, because me and Brian, when we went to SmackDown last year, got pretty decent
seats. Different in Chicago.
Yeah. It's different. Oh, okay, yeah. I would have been pissed.
Our arena's smaller and it fills up faster, and it's fucking a more expensive city. So entertainment taxes and shit. So
yeah.
Kansas City doesn't sell tickets very well, and it's a bigger arena, and they need to fill seats on it for TV. So you can get good seats for $20. And it's pay per view too. So
yeah. But yeah, what was the next match after this? Or backstage, whatever the fuck?
Dean nonsense. Ambrose and the psychiatrist, picture word association.
Oh, that's right. And then they...
He shows them a picture of Triple H, and he says irritable bowel syndrome, which apparently is a Vince McMahon joke, because he thinks that's the funniest thing in the world. Seth Rollins, he says scumbag. Kane, he says toothpaste, because Isaac Yankum. Roman Reigns says brudda. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, what was his response for Hacksaw Jim Duggan? Yeah, and then he shows a picture of Stephanie McMahon, and his response was alright, haha, cause she's a whore.
Dean Ambrose does know how to take a real shitty situation and make it pretty. Like, it was funny. Some of the stuff was funny. It was funny when he brought up, they showed him that ink blot and he said Thursday because that new commercial for SmackDown.
Yeah. Well, he didn't show him anything. He was just like, all right, we're going to do picture association. He's like, Thursday. It was like, a lot. We got to start first. Yeah. That was pretty funny, yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, it's whatever. I'm glad that it's pretty much over. Like it was pretty much like it happened and then it's done now.
Yeah.
So not gonna carry out.
Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. They come out. Of course, I watch this whole thing because it's fucking great listening to Paul Heyman talk.
What did he say?
He said talking about how they're returning to the scene of the crime. Where Brock Lesnar became the one in 21-1, and how he was going to take out John Cena at SummerSlam, and you know, hard to relay a Paul Heyman because he's so good. I mean, I just butcher it, so I just hit the bullet points of what he talked about, and I think they talked about Seth Rollins. Weaseling his way into the, or that may have been in the backstage thing. I don't know, but
Seth Rollins was like the contract signing.
Yeah, one of my favorite fucking segments to happen all the time.
What contract signing?
Contract signing. God damn it! Fuck you! Fuck you, WWE, for making people pay to come see this shit, and fuck you guys for actually paying to go fucking see it.
All right. Miz versus Jey Uso. Miz won.
Miz versus Jey Uso. Miz won.
Daniel Bryan. Talk about Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan comes out and starts talking about, you know, he's going to be in the Rumble and this and that. Stephanie comes out, plugs her fucking workout DVD.
She gives him a copy of her Stephanie McMahon Fit Series DVD.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, that's your fucking birthday present, by the way.
Stephanie McMahon, some workout DVD.
Hell yeah.
Cool. So,
Would you be more likely to do the Stephanie McMahon DVD or the Trish Stratus yoga DVD?
Probably both look pretty good, I imagine. I would bang Stephanie McMahon. I don't care. Like, I think she's
pretty. That is not what I even asked remotely.
But that's what you're getting at. So let's fucking.
I'm just saying, whose workout you'd prefer to do? Would you rather have a body like Stephanie or a body like Trish?
Well, I mean, if I was a chick, I guess Trish probably.
You don't want to look like Vince McMahon with titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's gonna whatever. I don't have much standards anymore anyway, so it doesn't matter what I think.
Two holes two breaths, a hole and a heartbeat. That's all you need, right?
I don't give a fuck anymore. Yeah. I don't care about for anyone else anymore. So
mouth is a mouth is a mouth.
Yep. Whatever.
Relate me and let me get on with my day.
Oh, man. So she is fucking droning on about this and that and whatever. And then Daniel, she's like, do you really want to enter the Royal Rumble? Daniel Bryan says, yes, 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 yes. The whole crowd fucking pops. And then she says on SmackDown this Thursday, because, you know, why have a fucking top guy wrestle on your fucking big show on Monday Night Raw?
Well, SmackDown's moving, so they need to pop a rating.
Yeah, well, I doubt anybody gives a shit about SmackDown, whatever day it's on.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan versus Kane this Thursday. Kane comes out looking like stepdad just got off of work.
Yep.
And is fucking mad because he didn't get that promotion.
And fucking dinner on the table is a fucking cold pizza. Instead of a warm pot roast.
Dinner ready is a pizza. And that's
thank you for understanding that reference.
Oh, man. I love that fucking commercial. I loved that commercial. Oh, man.
And the kids sitting on the stairs.
The shadow of the fucking dad and the mom on the wall. Oh, and then the sound of him beating her. Dinner ready is a pizza. So Kane's mad that all there is to eat is pizza, and he comes out after Daniel Bryan, and Daniel Bryan fucking jumps out of the ring and runs at the ropes, drop kicks him through the ropes, goes outside, just starts fucking beating him up. Kane gets the upper hand, throws him against the stairs.
I cringed.
Yeah, another spot. It's like somebody having a match with Priceless Ming Boz.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That you're just like, oh, yeah, still fucking, oh, God, just calm down.
Tombstone him on the stairs, and I knew it was going to happen. Daniel Bryan flipped behind Kane's greasy back and pushes him into the ring post.
Yep. And then after that, it was just all Bryan just beating the hell out of Kane until the refs come out and pulled him off of him.
And then he does the nasty tope that he shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. He jumped in the ring, did that fucking tope, fucking suicide dive through the ropes. And once again, you're like, somebody just threw that fucking vase through the ropes and somebody's got to fucking catch it. Yeah.
In WWE, they're called Haku vases, though.
Got it. Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
So they, Daniel Bryan starts beating on him again. The refs pull him off. They pull him off, and then he escapes again and fucking goes after him. The refs finally pull him off once and for all and hold him until fucking concessions Kane heads back to the back.
And while backstage, we see Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
And Seth told Brock that he's the future of the WWE, and Brock said that Seth is a weasel.
Yeah, Brock says the future doesn't start until I say it starts.
Yep.
And Paul Heyman comes in and is just like, calms everybody down and, tells them they'll see him at the contract signing and all that, so. Yep. And then, was there a match after this?
Brie Bella versus Paige.
Oh, yeah.
And Brie Bella did not come out to Brie Bella. Auto-tuner production.
You love doing that.
I do. That song is gone now, so I'm never going to be able to do it again.
Yep. Strike it in the history books.
And guess how this match ended? Paige was distracted by Tyson Kidd on the outside because total divas.
Yep.
Schoolboy and 1-2-3.
I wish to God they hadn't put her on that show. Jesus Christ.
She's actually not my new favorite person on that show because Naomi's gone.
Yeah.
Like she didn't have a storyline on this week's episode, but she did like play with Biggie Langston's titties. And she's like, I'm just comparing. I was like, I wish mine were that big. And she starts like playing bongos on them. And they did the homie. That was pretty funny. Yeah.
Do the homie. Do the homie. Oh, shit.
Total Divas makes me hate Alicia Fox more just because her personality is grating and her voice sucks.
Yeah.
So I know you want to hear about this since we're on a Total Divas match. What happened on Total Divas this week? The John Cena, Brie Bella, Nikki Bella shit I don't give a fuck about. But the stupid stuff is I'm sure what you want to hear about. So Rosa Mendez is having a match and Layla pulls her down by her tights and her ass comes out. And she gets like a couple thousand new Twitter followers because her ass is exposed. I know you want to say something. Go ahead, say it.
I had seen the promo for this episode, yeah. And I saw that come
so
up.
So she's trying to fake a wardrobe malfunction. She gets the idea that if she pulls out a titty, she'll get even more Twitter followers.
Oh my god.
Her and Alicia Fox are in a hotel room trying to work out a spot where she can have her titty pulled out. And she's trying to find like the outfit that like is most titty pop outable. And they're like wrestling in the bed and like trying to figure out spots of where her titty can fall out.
Nice.
Yeah. And apparently Alicia Fox tells some other bitches that they were faking a wardrobe malfunction, and Mark Carano finds out. He's like, "You won't be a diva anymore if you do this." She starts crying like, "I was just joking." And he's like, "No, you weren't. Don't you dare pull out no titty on my show, or I will tell Stephanie McMahon."
Now, while we're at it, pull out your titties. Oh, see them shits.
Like, I got these brand new titties. I'm just desperate to show them off. Because she has brand new fake breasts.
She very much does.
Yeah. That was Total Divas.
Good looking broad. Oh, wait. Didn't, wasn't there also a fucking thing where fucking Eva Marie told her fucking stupid husband that she didn't want kids?
Yeah.
And then her stupid husband started crying?
He got so worked up. He was like, "I'm so upset. I'm going to go work out." He went to the gym.
"Well, I'm going to work out. It's not gay."
A normal man would beat his wife. This motherfucker goes to the gym.
Yeah.
This dude has heat with me. He's like, "Oh, my career is so on the rise right now. It wouldn't be smart to have kids." I'm like, "Your career of male fitness model?"
Yeah.
So he's like an MMA douchebag that can't fight. That's who he is.
Yeah.
He wears douchey clothing, has douchey tattoos and piercings, never wears a shirt with sleeves, and if he does, he's wearing a hoodie without a shirt on.
That guy's a douche.
He's a super douche. If I met this guy, I would want to kick him in the balls because I hate him. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't seem like a person you would want to associate with.
And I hate Eva Marie.
Yeah, I hate Eva Marie. So anyone that sticks their penis in Eva Marie and doesn't get the fuck out of there immediately.
Yeah.
Just
like fucking get what you need done with her, then broom her fast. Because you don't want to talk to that broad.
Yeah.
Boo.
Tell me about this Bray Wyatt promo, because I missed this.
I mean, he talked about being in the Rumble and, you know, throwing 29 guys over the top rope to win. I mean, I don't... Bray Wyatt promos are pretty complicated to remember, but they're awesome.
All right.
So
they officially announced Randy Savage is going to the Hall of Fame. And he's being inducted by Hulk Hogan, of all people.
Yeah.
Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from my head. That's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Boy, use a chump. I never thought Hulk could go out like a chump. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho. That's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Boy, use a chump. Because Hulk Hogan is a real big punk. That Hulk Hogan will be inducting that Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah. But the mega powers, yeah. You got the mega powers.
They call you Hollywood. Don't make me laugh because your movie and your acting skills are both trash. Yes, yes, I know that whole song, Jim. Of course I do.
Randy, you the illest. I've actually only ever heard one song, and it was on an episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
Really? What song was it? Was it Be a Man, Hawk?
No, it wasn't that what? One. It was, people want to know, what was it? People want to know if Randy's doing this thing. People are going to talk about this and that, but I'm going to tell you right now, Randy Savage.
We are now experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right, Ghost of Randy Savage did not like us doing impressions, and he tried to kill our fucking show.
But yeah.
So, yeah, Randy Savage, me and inducted by Hulk Hogan, the guy that he did not get along with.
I do remember hearing on AOW when he had Lanny Poffo on, that Lanny said he didn't want anything to do with it because they wouldn't induct his dad.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Randy wanted. That's why he didn't go in when he was alive, because he wanted his whole family to be inducted.
Yeah.
There was a story, like, in, like, the late 80s, they had, like, a legend show, and Randy wanted his dad to be in it, and because he had like a Legends Battle Royal or something.
Yeah.
And he wanted his dad to be in it, and Vince said no because his dad wasn't a legend, and he just felt like his dad didn't get enough respect for what he did in wrestling, and he just wanted his dad to be honored. And that's why he wouldn't go unless his dad was inducted in.
Yeah.
I guess fucking love your dad. I wouldn't do that shit for my daddy. I want my fucking ring. Fuck that. That nigga don't need no ring.
I don't know. Who would they give his ring to, or black, whatever? I guess his wife. Was he married when he died?
Yeah, he was probably married, yeah.
Yeah. Does he have kids?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think he might have a daughter. I can't remember. I know Liz didn't have any kids.
Yeah. So there's no, like, spawn of Macho Man and Elizabeth running around.
Yeah, no, there's not.
That'd be kind of cool if there was, though.
The Ascension versus Buku Dao and some other guy.
Two fucking guys I've never fucking seen before just show up on Raw, and these fucking guys run a promo. Ooh, we're better than Demolition. We're better than fucking Legion of Doom. No, you're fucking not. Just because you wear the fucking shoulder pads does not mean you're fucking better than them. Fucking suck a dick.
Didn't you just say you liked the Ascension like 2 weeks ago?
Well, I don't know more. That's for goddamn sure.
All right. It was cool seeing Buku Dao. That was awesome. He's like this wrestler from New Orleans.
Okay.
That wears like tights that have like sagging pants and underwear on them. That's fucking sweet. Yeah.
You know what? They could just be doing like tough guy fucking promos and whatever, and I'd be fine. But then they want to fucking go and like disrespect fucking two legends like fucking Hawk and Animal and the fucking Road Warriors. Fuck that and fuck them. I got no time for them now. Fuck them.
Hey, I mean, like fucking one of their brothers is working backstage, so your buddy Super Dave Osborne.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's fucking stupid and disrespectful that they would even make up that promo. You know? There's just no fucking reason for it.
So we got the last Dean Ambrose psychiatrist segment.
Yeah.
So the psychiatrist is on the couch crying. And Dean Ambrose makes him sign the papers. He's like, yeah, it's where you pee sitting down.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong peeing sitting down?
Yeah. You know, Muslims always pee sitting down.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, Muslims pee sitting down. It's like in the Quran. Yeah. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
They wear dresses too, so they got some weird fucking gender issues.
They're gonna fucking attack us next. keep talking.
We love Muslims.
We love them.
Right. Ryback was fired, so Rusev has nobody to wrestle, and Lana says, Stricies, Stricies. And then Dean Ambrose comes out, and they have a match.
Yeah.
And he got fucking TKO'd because his knee got beat up too badly.
Yeah.
And Dean Ambrose wants to continue, but the ref said, no, this match can't continue. You are unfit to compete. And Rusev kicked him in the face.
Because he fucked up his leg again.
Yeah.
When he came off the top rope.
At least Rusev didn't get DQ'd for kicking too much ass.
Yeah.
This is a slightly better finish, but still a stupid finish.
Yeah. And then...
Main event, contract signing.
Main event.
Your favorite
contract
segment.
Signing.
Tell me about this shit.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
Here's your one word review. Cena came out, Rollins came out with J&J Security, Lesnar came out with Heyman. Heyman started talking about how Seth Rollins weaseled his way into this match, and then Seth Rollins was like, I may have weaseled my way into it, but we've always got a plan B, and he padded the Money in the Bank briefcase, and then I think John Cena said some stuff. Seth Rollins went to grab the Money in the Bank briefcase. What now?
He threw his hat.
Oh, yeah, he threw his hat. Seth Rollins went to grab the Money in the Bank briefcase. Cena ducked it. And
He F-U'd Brock Lesnar through the table.
Right, F-U'd Brock Lesnar through the table. And then Seth Rollins came in and beat down John Cena and did the curb stomp. And then he did a curb stomp to Brock Lesnar. And that was it.
Yep. Credits.
Oh, but not before they took a fucking, like... The show was over.
Right.
Okay?
Show that 30-second break to show you that Macho Man commercial. Yeah. They just came right back.
Which wasn't even the whole documentary. It was just the first look of the documentary that they've had on the network for months now.
Yeah.
For like a month or two now.
Have you watched it?
I went and watched it last night because I was like, I was psyched to watch the whole thing. And then I found out it wasn't the whole thing that's on there. Because they never once said it first look.
Yeah, they did.
They just said, never once. No, they didn't. They said the Macho Man Randy Savage story is on the network after this. That's all they said. They never said it was like the first look clip or whatever.
That's why I heard it was like a preview.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like 20-minute preview, whatever.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I want to see the whole thing because it was good. And it just kind of ticked me off. But they took that 30-second commercial break and then came back to people just rolling around on the floor. And then that was the end of the show. I was like, why'd you even bother? You already told us that it was going to be on the network after this.
Yeah, like 30 minutes ago. Yeah, they told us that a long time ago.
And if you wanted to remind us again, fucking remind us right before this segment. Don't fucking take a 30-second commercial break when you've only got a minute of show left. That's dumb.
Yeah, retarded. That's Raw. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to eat lunch. I don't know what you're going to do. What do you have going on tonight?
Practice, sir.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall, Jim?
Trying to get there, man. Trying to get there.
I said, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
Practice.
Yeah.
Practice.
Yep. That's from Last Action Hero.
Yeah. I haven't watched that movie in fucking forever.
You need to. It just makes your life feel better when you see fucking...
I only ever saw it once.
Really?
I only ever once, yeah.
I used to watch it every day on HBO when that movie first came out. I remember that movie.
I remember renting it from the video store.
I can't believe people don't like that movie.
A little crazy, but I think that's what's
sweet. Fucking villain with the glass eye and shit, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I remember having, I want to say, I think it was an Arnold figure from Last Action Hero.
Nice. That was the first time I heard the phrase holy cow was in that movie.
Oh, really?
That kid said it like all the time. That was like his catchphrase.
Huh. huh. So I think maybe the first place I heard it was, well, I mean,
just being white.
Was on The Simpsons.
Yeah. But being white, I'm sure you heard that shit all the time, but Nigga Kids didn't say holy cow.
Holy cow. Gee willikers. That's how white people sound.
Yeah. Rock'n'WrestlingPodcast.podomatic.com, where you can get all your Rock and Wrestling podcast needs.
Yes, sir. Also, iTunes. You can find us on iTunes.
Yeah, you can subscribe, and this shit will come right to your fucking iDevice.
Yeah, don't even have to search for it.
Yep.
It'll just, boom, one day you wake up, oh my god, new episode. These guys are amazing.
Also, the Stitcher Radio app, the only app I use to listen to podcasts, listens to one of those fucking shitty-ass Podcast One shows that aren't available on, not Podomatic, on Stitcher, which pisses me off. Like, I gotta go through the Podcast Addict app.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can also use to listen to Rock and Wrestling Podcast. So if you're like me, you want to see your Steve Austin show and listen to Rock and Wrestling, you can use the Podcast Addict app. You can hit the subscribe button for Rock and Wrestling Podcast. And then after you're done hearing Stone Cold say, oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You can listen to fucking Nigger Jim say it.
Yep. And let's see.
Follow me on Twitter. Rock at Rock Wrestling PC.
Follow T-Bird on Twitter at Ninja Tyler Black. Follow me on Twitter at Sweet Jim Reaper. Follow Brian on Twitter at Myman Fishbomb. Follow the What Have Yous at the What Have Yous. Come see our show this Saturday at the Pool Hall in Platte City. Yeah, come fucking see what's causing all this.
The grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Yep. Come see what's causing all this. And you're going to have a great time.
Ole Anderson! This Ole is far Anderson. From over.
And the son of a plumber, baby.
Payback, daddy.
Oh,
the
shit.
The gold around your waist will be mine.
You almost sound like Muhammad Ali.
Where do you think Dusty Rhodes got his promo from?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Funky like a monkey.
Funky like a monkey. What the hell went too cold to hold? Don't want the ghost of Macho Man shutting the show down again.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
No, I think I've got everything out of the way. Come to the Pool Hall in Platte City. Check out the What Have Yous. 9 o'clock at the Pool Hall, Platte City, Missouri.
Yep. And don't just play pool. You can also listen to Jim scream in your face.
Yep. Yeah. And I will scream in your face while you're playing pool.
Yep.
Fuck up all your shots.
Platte City does not observe the smoking ban, do they, either?
Fuck no, they don't.
So you can smoke while you listen to Jim.
Smoke while you listen to Jim, while you're playing pool, and getting screamed at.
Yep.
Do a myriad of things at this show.
Hit up Dice Dojo for board game night, because it's Wednesday, free board games for everybody. Play some Ticket to Ride, play some Clue.
And
Jim, you're probably going to play that Candyland.
I don't even play board games. I haven't played board games in forever.
Since Candyland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Except Candyland.
Yeah. Come to karaoke.
Yeah.
At the Glenwood in Rogers Park.
Yep.
I might get some tacos before.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never been to any of these places.
Yeah. Well, you're making your Chicago trip this summer, right?
I'm gonna try. Yeah.
All right. Try to get you some puss, all right?
Yeah. Some puss. Line that up. Godfather. Fucking coming to Chicago. You come in with the whole train.
Yep. Is there any pimps up in this house?
A lot of fatty for this pimp daddy.
Alright, that's it. That's it for this week. My name's Tyler Black for Nigga Jim. We will rock your wrestling next time.
You can't save me.